This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
I feel like Anastasia Steele from 50 Shades of Grey.
Why?
Because it's painful, but I like it.
106.5 The End.
Last week was the first day of spring. We're technically in spring. It should be sunny and warm, but it's going to rain all day.
Katie and I, most days, when Katie can't do it because I don't know why, Kevin steps in, and we're doing this show called The Alona Virus.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's us just doing like 5 to 10 minutes of video conversations on social media that we shoot from our house. Okay, so yesterday I Skype in with Katie mm-hmm. to do this, and Katie, of course, is sleeping.
Of course.
At 5 p.m.
Sure.
And then she says that she's been sleeping for 3 hours, and I said, that's not a nap.
Right.
That's
it's bedtime.
That's an hour and a half less than what I get every night.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, what have you done with your day? Have you done anything with your day? And she starts telling me this story about how she came home from work, and then she and her daughters made this big epic fort outside.
Okay.
Did you see any of
this?
No. Okay, it's up a Gavin Wake Up Call. You watch the video because I'm not doing it justice. So she wanted to make this epic fort. So she used all the couch cushions and she used all the pillows and she was using all this stuff to make this big thing, and they ran extension cords out there.
Wow.
And they brought TVs out there so they could, of course, watch TV out there. And all this stuff was going on. And she was talking about it, and she was so proud. And I said, did you not see what the weather for the week was going to be? And she goes, why? I go, it's going to rain tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. all right, listen, we're going to do our best to try and give you some sort of a show today. Katie is out sick, but we are going to do our best and try and keep you informed on everything that is going on. It was announced that Japan and the International Olympic Committee have agreed to delay the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games until next year. I think they just needed the seal of approval from Japan. Yesterday, the Olympic Committee, they were like, I think this is going to happen. This is what we're presenting. Japan gives it the thumbs up. So now the 2020 Olympics are likely going to be the 2021 Olympics. I'm glad they did it.
Yeah, I am too.
Especially since Canada, who is very much like, we're not going. Even if you are going to do it, we're not going to go.
Oh, they said that? I didn't see that.
Which someone then commented and say, hey guys, if Canada's not in it, the bronze medal's up for grabs in every event. this was actually announced late last night. Drive-through testing for the coronavirus is expected to start in Sacramento County today. There's a private company that's expanding testing here in Northern California. It's a drive-through testing. You do not need a doctor's note. You just need to go to a website, fill out a form. You go through your symptoms. And then once they determine you need to be tested, they will tell you where the testing site is. And then you will get your results within a couple of days.
You have to be 18 years or older,
mm-hmm.
and you have to have mild or moderate symptoms.
Right. You can't just show up and be like, oh, I didn't sleep well last night.
Right.
And then expect to be tested. It's not how it's going to work. The website is projectbaseline.com. If you create an account, you'll take a screener test, and it's based on the Department of Health and CDC guidelines. The screener is going to determine if you are at risk or need a test. So this is important because this is now giving us access to more tests, where even doctors are saying that it's getting a lot harder to get tests and getting them to us to make sure that we can test people. And the word here is quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly is very important. So
it's like a week long to get your results.
Right. So there have been press conferences saying that hopefully soon that we'll be able to have tests that can give you results in a half hour, 45 minutes, and that would be fantastic. But as for right now, this company is saying the tests are free as long as you qualify. So I would assume that they might charge you if you don't qualify. I don't know. It feels very fluid.
Well, the way that it sounds is that they're not sharing where this place is. They're not sharing the location of this.
Correct.
With the public. So you have to go to the website like Rain was talking about. And then if they say like, yeah, you qualify for, I think that's what they mean by qualify. You meet the standards for symptoms. Okay. So lean in.
Right.
And I'm going to whisper in your ear. Don't tell anyone. But here's where we're located.
Right.
Which is hilarious because, like, it's, I would imagine, a pretty big operation.
Right. And I think there's going to be multiple test sites, too, around Sacramento County. It's projectbaseline.com. If you want to check it out, it's being done by a company called Verily. And we hope that, you know, this continues to test people and get people in that need to be tested. So we'll continue to update you throughout the course of the morning on everything that's happening with the coronavirus. And as always, you can text info to 73389.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.